Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Aren't adventurers supposed to have a specific purpose? What are you doing on this quest? Just meeting strangers?
Yep, my purpose is to have no purpose. Though, I sort of find purpose as I go.
My basket! It's missing!
I have tried many means of defense, but none have yet proven successful.
I just wish someone would succeed in getting that darn sword.
I am under attack by this ruffian!
I want to be big and strong and fight evil.
I have hope that if you show up at her door, she might listen.
Want to help me yell at them? With your sword? In a threatening manner?
Sidequesting is a fantasy podcast about avoiding the main plot. It follows Ryan, an adventurer who's willing to help just about anyone out, as long as they're not being asked to deal with that scary wizard everyone keeps talking about. Subscribe today on your favorite podcast app.
Hello, friends and listeners. So good of you to join us today. Welcome back to another episode of Snoop, That's Me, and Sniffy.
And that's me.
Today is an especially exciting day for us, as we have been formally invited to something called the Museum of Dog History.
The Museum of Dog History? That sounds really fun. I hope that there's dog treats there.
I'm sure there'll be a gift shop selling some sort of dog treat. It is a museum, after all. But we're not going for the dog treat, Sniffy. We're going for the history, the art, the education. All the best stories are told in museums.
Yeah, I guess so. But also, I think the gift shops are my favorite parts of museums. Toys, knickknacks, and candy.
Oh, Sniffy, there are greater things in the world than just toys and candy. Museums are fantastic places to learn about the past. As one of my favorite authors, American novelist Pearl S. Buck says, if you want to understand today, you have to search yesterday.
Wait, how are you going to search yesterday? Are you saying you have a time machine? I've always wanted to go back in time in a time machine. I'd want to visit when dinosaurs were around. Think of all the big bones we'd find.
Oh, Sniffy. I don't have a time machine. Those don't exist that I know of. But going to a museum is sort of like going in a time machine. That is, metaphorically speaking. At the museum, we'll be able to learn about the past through all the art, sculptures, and various other exhibits on display. As an intellectual, I'm quite excited.
Am I an intellectual too?
Ah, look. The delegate from our museum is approaching. It's our good friend, Bean.
Hello, Snoop and Sniffy. Tis I, Bean, the official delegate and ambassador of the Museum of Dog History.
Hello, Bean. We are very excited to attend the Museum of Dog History. Please tell us a bit more about it all.
It would be my pleasure, Snoop. So, the Museum of Dog History is a pop-up museum created by moi, with help from fellow dog pals Winnie and Piper.
A museum pop-up? Intriguing.
Is there a gift shop?
Yes, of course there's a gift shop. It's a museum. Duh.
Yay!
We wanted to extend a formal invite to you, Snoop. And, well, you too, Sniffy, before we officially open. Because we want to make sure it's up to your standards, since you're an intellectual and all.
That I am. And it would be my highest honor and pleasure to take a first look at this pop-up museum.
Yeah, me too.
Hooray! Well, then without further ado, come this way. I'll take you to the first ever pop-up museum of dog history.
This is so exciting.
A lot of stuff we have is on loan from the Pflugerville Country Club. I helped broker that deal, of course. That's why I'm an official delegate and ambassador.
This isn't like when you took that self-playing piano on loan and left it in the park, is it?
Oh, no. Sorry about that again. By the way, can we not mention this to Lorraine? She's still pretty upset with me.
Of course.
Aha! And so we have arrived. Isn't it beautiful?
I've never seen a dog kennel so big and so fancy. Is this 3 stories tall?
'Tis indeed. We spared no expense. Ah, look here. There's Winnie and Piper waiting just inside.
Hi, Snoop. Hi, Sniffy. We're so glad you agreed to give our museum a run-through before we officially open, Snoop.
But of course, Winnie, it's lucky for you a sophisticated British dog, like myself, now lives in this, suburb. I was just thinking Pflugerville needed to up its museum game. I can't wait to see inside.
Me too, me too.
Now, Sniffy, please be careful. Some of those exhibits are fragile, so watch where you wag your tail.
Don't worry, Piper, I'll be on my best behavior. I smell bacon.
There's no bacon in our museum, Sniffy.
I'm sure of it. Maybe a gift shop treat?
Anyways, are you ready to go inside?
As one of my dear idols, Leonardo da Vinci, says, learning never exhausts the mind. Onwards we go.
Yes, yes, to the bacon.
There's no bacon, Sniffy.
So as you can see, when we enter, you are first greeted with an elaborate marble statue of Balto.
Balto, my hero. He's the coolest dog ever.
We wanted our guests to immediately gaze upon the heroic Siberian Husky and reveal at all the strength a dog could have.
Wonderful selection. And the carving is exquisite. Looks just like old Balto.
Yes, and in case you didn't know, Balto was a heroic dog who helped transport medicine via sled across the frigid Alaska landscape to help his human owners. What a good dog!
I like the little mitten on his paw. Did he wear those in Alaska?
Oh, that's weird. Don't know how that mitten got there, but no, he's not supposed to have that.
Curious, but a marvelous statue and a courageous lad and top-notch dog. Here's to Balto.
To Balto! Now, from this foyer, there are many paths one could take. Behind Balto is the ancient history section that includes exhibits on dogs throughout time. To the left is exclusively modern art depictions of dogs. And to the right is the gift shop.
Ooh, should we start at the gift shop?
Well, that's more of an end of the museum spot. I knew we should have put it in the back.
No, no, no. Our young Sniffy is just eager to bring some souvenirs back with him. Why don't we head back to the ancient history exhibits? This is, after all, a museum of dog history.
What do you think of that name? Bean wanted something flashy.
The Wild and Weird Museum of Dogs was vetoed, but I stand by it.
It's not very sophisticated.
I think the name you have now is just perfect.
Thank you. So shall we proceed past Balto and into the ancient history section? This area spans the top 2 floors and features all sorts of different time periods.
All sorts of different time periods, from ancient Egypt to the Roman Empire to present day, and showcases dogs and their stories from all over the world.
Fascinating, I say.
The displays continue in chronological order until you reach today in Pflugerville.
That's a lot of information. We might be here all day.
A whole day at the museum? Sign me up. So much to read about. So much to learn. Aren't you excited, Sniffy?
Yeah, I guess.
See, I think we need something that pops and draws people in. Maybe fireworks or perhaps confetti.
Bean, this is a museum, not an amusement park. I think the dogs of the neighborhood would appreciate just seeing all the displays and works of art.
I suppose. At the country club, we have a water slide. Just saying.
No, not this again. Our museum isn't going to have a water slide.
Oh, phooey. Fine.
Now, if you come back here, we'll enter the ancient Egyptian room and
bacon!
By Jove! That is one large mound of bacon.
What is going on? The exhibits, the displays, the art, they're all missing.
And instead, there's a stack of bacon in the middle of everything.
Who would do this?
I promise it wasn't me.
We can't open our museum now.
Looks like we got ourselves a mystery. Sniffy, stop eating the evidence. That bacon is a clue.
I love bacon.
A mystery is afoot. The museum's opening is threatened, and we've got to figure out who is behind this. But first, I need to get Sniffy to stop eating all this mouth-watering bacon. No, Snoop, control yourself. We'll be right back after this short break.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back, museum goers. We're here in the Museum of Dog History, where someone has replaced all the ancient dog history displays with a stack of sizzling, mouth-watering bacon. It may not seem like a crime, but it is. Now, I've just gotten Sniffy to stop eating the evidence, and it's time to find the culprit.
I can't believe someone sabotaged our museum before it even opened.
Wondering if we had had fireworks outside, if that would have maybe prevented this from happening?
Cool it with the fireworks, Bean.
Oh, I think I have a stomach ache from eating too much bacon.
This is certainly a poor scratcher. Now, let's not all lose our heads just yet. First, we need to examine the evidence. The bacon. Or what's left of it.
It was hot still, sizzling. I told you I sniffed it out. It was yummy in my tummy until I ate too much.
So, the criminal must have just swapped out the bacon for the displays while we were downstairs. That means they were watching us.
But who would want to steal all our displays about dog history? We spent hours writing and creating those exhibits.
Yes, yes. I'm sorry this has happened. But now we must figure out who had the motive and the means. Who else knew about this museum opening?
We hadn't officially announced the museum just yet. Lorraine definitely did not know because I was keeping it from her.
The only other one who knew about it was Wheeler.
Wheeler?
Wheeler? Riveting.
Yeah, we went to Wheeler to ask him for help in building some interactive displays. We wanted spinning contraptions and help recreating some of the ancient historical environments. And you know how he makes all sorts of cool gadgets.
I do indeed. In fact, I'll give him a call right now.
Whoa, is your bow tie collar also a phone?
You have no idea what else that bow tie collar can do.
I am going to have to get me one of those.
Wheeler here.
Hello, Wheeler. Is Snoop, the top-notch dog detective in Pflugerville.
And Sniffy.
And Bean.
Winnie, too.
Well, if everyone else gets to say their name, I will too. Piper.
Why, hello to all my friendly neighbors. So good to hear from you again. Want me to make some more contraptions for your museum?
Actually, Wheeler, we were curious. Have you told anyone else about the Museum of Dog History?
Me? Well, no, I don't think so. I've only spoken to that Pomeranian and the Wolfhound and her friend. Plus that cat. And now, you and Sniffy.
Did you say cat?
Not a cat.
Yes, that wonderfully friendly cat wearing horn-rimmed glasses, I think. Yeah, I believe her name was Poppy.
Who is Poppy?
We don't know a Poppy.
She said she was working with you and that you wanted to install a special bacon fryer for the gift shop, so I made one of those out of plush dog balls. All you have to do is give it a squeeze and voila! Fried bacon. But please only use with the proper safety gear. That's what I told her. Why? Did something go wrong with the fryer?
That's why we have bacon everywhere.
It must have been Skittles the cat. She's the only cat around these parts. I know what areas of the street she hunts. Hurry, let's go.
Something isn't adding up. Thank you for your help, Wheeler. Talk to you soon.
Was I not supposed to make a fryer? Oh well. Just another day in the life of a gadget maker like myself.
Skittles the cat always hangs out in my human owner's flower beds. She must be there now.
I don't think this was the work of Skittles. This theft involved skill, wit, and a disguise. This seems more dastardly. But it can't be.
It can't be what, Snoop?
Let us go interview Skittles before I say more.
There she is. Stop right there, Skittles.
Excuse moi, I am Le Napping, and you just woke me up with your incessant barking.
What did you do with all our museum displays?
And why did you leave a mound of bacon?
I personally liked the touch of leaving bacon as a calling card. But that was just me.
I have no idea what you are talking about. Museum displays. I woke up this morning, stretched, took a nap, woke up again, ate some food, laid in the sun, napped, ate again, and then was taking my third nap in this flower bed. I don't even like bacon. Ew!
Lies!
She's not lying.
Well, how do you know?
Because this crime was committed by someone much more intelligent and courageous. Sorry, Skittles.
No offense taken. Can I go back to napping now? I'm exhausted.
If it wasn't Skittles, who was it?
And where's our stuff?
Follow me. Back to the museum.
Sniffy, is this how it always is working with Snoop?
Pretty much. He's a genius, though.
And I couldn't do it without Sniffy.
Gee, thanks.
Okay, we're back at the museum. Our displays are still missing, and it still smells like bacon.
I'm sorry to inform you, but this was the work of an evil mastermind and genius. My nemesis, Professor Mittens.
But how? I thought she was taken away after stealing that glass statue of a dog and trying to slowly push it over the edge so it smashed.
Well, she's back. I first suspected her after seeing the bacon. Professor Mittens often likes to leave something in place of whatever item she takes, usually a food item.
I enjoyed the bacon. I mean, ugh.
And then, once Wheeler said the cat he spoke to was wearing horn-rimmed glasses, I was almost convinced. Horn-rimmed glasses is often Professor Mittens' go-to disguise.
Glasses? What a brilliant disguise. I never would have thought of that.
And on top of all that, she left us a calling card. Winnie, please hand me that mitten you took off Balto's statue.
Oh, the mitten, of course. It's here.
Just as I suspected. There's a note inside. Dear Snoop, you thought you saw the last of me. Well, you thought wrong. I'm back and now I have help. You don't stand a chance against us this time. Hope the Dog Museum is a greasy success. XOXO, Professor Mittens.
Well, that's not very nice of her.
No, it seems our rivalry lives to see another day.
But what about our museum? We can't open it now that Professor Mittens took away all the displays in the ancient history section.
No, unfortunately, your museum's opening will have to be delayed until we can catch Professor Mittens and find all the stuff she took from your displays.
Bummer.
Don't worry. If there's one dog or two dogs that can find and stop Professor Mittens, it's me and Sniffy.
I believe in you too.
You'll save our museum.
I know Snoop and Sniffy can catch Professor Mittens because they caught me, and I'm practically a genius too.
Justice will prevail.
Has anyone made sure the gift shop is okay, though?
Professor Mittens is back, and she has help from someone. That concerns me greatly, but not too greatly, because like I said, I am the top-notch dog detective, and my pal Sniffy is here by my side. We will stop Professor Mittens, return the stolen museum displays, and bring justice back to Bark Street. Stay tuned in these next few episodes to see us in action on this evolving case. If you've had fun listening today, please go find all our other shows on the Go Kid Go network. Search Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts and you'll find your way. Until next time, always be investigating. Woof woof.
Go Kid Go.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.